Sleepy Kitten by Jeannie Paulson. Copyright sonicerotica.com. I'm dimly aware of the warmth of the room and the soft light that's cracking apart the blinds as my mind surfaces from sleep. Spring has started early and the bright mornings are a pleasure to wake up to. You're facing away, and I slowly peel back the sheet to get a glimpse of your naked shoulders and back, tapering down to your waist and the lightly muscled curve of your butt. Your whole back is tattooed from the back of your neck, out to your shoulders, and down to the top of your legs. I gently trace my finger over the familiar black lines engraved on your skin and blow gently to stir the hairs in the back of your neck. I nuzzle you softly to see if you are awake. You grunt a reply in your sleep, roll over to face me so I can snuggle into you like you know I love to. We've both got the day off, and we're in no hurry. You look soft and sweet in your sleep, features softened and relaxed. It's very warm in here next to you. I wiggle in close, spoon by you as you put your arm around me and snuffle my ear. I slide my hips down against you. Reach an arm behind me, feel the smooth skin of your lower back, and press myself into the warmth of your body more insistently. I let myself melt into you, enjoying the feeling of connection from my shoulders down my back, nestled in your hips, ending in the tangle of our legs. Lying on my side, I run a finger lazily up my thigh and over my pussy. I ripple gently in pleasure and am torn between whether to wake you up or keep this moment for myself. I decide on the latter and slowly work my hand up over my stomach, between my breasts. I keep sliding my hand up and slip my finger onto my cheek, run my finger around my lip and lick it. Lying as still as possible so as not to wake you, I trace my finger back down under the covers and between my legs. I start by making slow circles with my index finger near my clitoris, but not quite on it, brushing it gently and teasing myself. Every now and again, I run my finger back around my lip and lick it to add to the wetness. First one, then two fingers, rubbing small circles as my mind wanders and I start thinking about last night. We'd stayed in, sat on the couch with takeaway and some half-remembered DVD. You'd started it off by tracing a line from my ear down my neck with your tongue. Then you had slipped your hand under my shirt, running your fingers over the soft cup of my bra. In one well-practiced move, you'd swung my legs up onto the couch and rolled me onto my front. Your firm fingers massaged away the knots in my shoulders as you took your time pulling my t-shirt over my head and unhooking my bra. I turned onto my side as you lay down next to me, and we kissed, me gently biting on your lower lip and you tickling me with the stubble on your chin. You wiggled into the middle of the couch and helped me up, straddling you. You always enjoyed looking at me, so I leant back and untied my hair as your fingers grazed my breast and trailed onto my stomach. I reached my hand back between your legs and felt the mound of your cock slowly lengthening inside your trousers. I stood up off the couch, shook my head to let my hair fall loose around my shoulders. I undid my jeans and left them in a crumpled heap in the floor. With my knickers still on, I knelt back down over you and undid your fly. You wiggled out of your trousers as I pushed your boxers down until just the tip of your cock protruded. I started gently licking the head, holding your hips down with my hands. You'd already pulled my leg over your face and started stroking my pussy through my cotton knickers, sucking on me through the fabric and running the edge of your fingernail up my thighs. I pushed your boxers further down your shaft as you pulled my knickers across a fraction, enough to let your tongue slide in. We both edged further down and across till I had the whole head of your cock in my mouth and your lips were gently sucking on my pussy. Small, gentle circles became more vigorous as I felt first your tongue and then your fingers slide inside me as you steadied my bucking hips. Your groans as I blew cold air in your cock tingled out from your mouth right through me. Suddenly, I felt the covers rustle and your legs move and had the distinct sensation that you were definitely not asleep. Your hand slid over mine to my rotating wrist as I felt your cock harden on my lower back. I reached behind me to pull your hips closer, my fingers slick from my own juices as your hand slid between my thigh, feeling how wet I already was. "Keep going," you whispered into my ear as you nibbled my neck and you guided my hand back to my pussy. "I love watching you." With your hand over mine, I reached back between my thighs and slid the tip of my finger inside my pussy. You put your palm on my belly and obliged by rolling your finger over my clit. I pressed my hips back into your lap and pushed myself against your hard-on. You kissed my neck as you grabbed hold of my wrist and lifted my hand over my head, turning me face down. "Not quite yet, sweetheart," you breathed into my ear, maintaining your grip on my wrist as you slid your weight on top of me. "My turn to make you sigh now," you teased as you ran your free hand down my back, over my butt, and parted my legs. It was one of my favorite positions to have you lie like that on top of me. I loved the feeling and weight of you all down my back. You straightened up momentarily to rub your fingers, wet from exploring me, over the tip of your cock. As you leaned back down over me, you slid a pillow under my stomach and hips, so my butt was tilted up. Ever so gently, you pushed only the tip of your hardened cock between the lips of my pussy, paused, and then slowly withdrew, pulling your hips away from mine as I arched my back with impatience. I was close already from masturbating, and you knew it. You loved the power of it, how much I wanted it, and how long you could draw it out for. You pushed the tip of your cock back inside, a little further down the shaft, as you held my hips down as I tried to arch my back to take more of you. A little more of your gentle rocking in and out, and you were having trouble holding my hips down as I struggled to push my butt towards you and take the full length of your cock. I was obsessed with it, aching for that feeling of fullness and the sweet sensation of completely encircling you. Eventually, you gave up teasing me, and with your hands holding my upturned hips, you drove your cock completely into me. The sensation was overwhelming, and I held my breath, feeling the initial tightness as you fully penetrated me give way to waves of sheer pleasure. You rolled your hips with steady, unhurried rhythm. I could feel your gaze on my back. Knew you were listening for the changes in my breathing and the sound of my orgasm building. A few more firm strokes, and you withdrew. Lay on your back, and I slid on top of you, sweating and heaving. I was well past any kind of control and collapsed down onto your shaft, grinding down onto your cock. I could feel you swell fractionally and your voice rasped as the current inside of you rose rapidly with my frantic rhythm. I held up your head with one arm to bring your face near mine as with one last push I came with intensity. You released with two firm thrusts, and I fell forward onto your heaving chest. I rippled inside with the aftershock, each contraction causing you to writhe from the overstimulation. We gently slid beside each other on the bed, tracing fingers lazily over familiar lines. I breathed in the heady smell of your sex and sweat and licked a little of the saltiness from your collarbone as I shut my eyes. You cheekily tickled my belly and whispered, "Hey, sleepy kitten, it's your turn to make breakfast." Sleepy Kitten was read by Kendall and produced by SonicErotica.com.